I think it's a very exciting times. We are moving with the times. We are no longer going to be using paper. We are no longer going to be using pencils. And it's no longer going to be, you know, human beings marking the test result, making the test. So it will be all digital. You know, it's a tablet, you know, where you will have to do the test using a tablet. You'll have to punch in your ID number. If you have not made an appointment, then you punch in your ID number, then it will not allow you to do the test. It is an automated marking, so the system automatically evaluates and displays the results. And also gives us an opportunity to reduce corruption, because the digital format aims to minimize opportunities for corruption. It also improves accuracy. You know, it provides a higher and accurate test results. And what I like about it is the fact that even if you have hearing impairment, you know, it allows you an opportunity as well, because the questions will be on screen, so you don't have to rely on interpreters, you know, to interpret for you. So, you know, those are the kind of features that I appreciate. Also, it also promotes road safety, because it introduces road safety as a curriculum. It's multilingual. So, in other words, it's all 11 official languages. If it's Xhosa speaking, you can choose to do your test in Xhosa. You can choose to do your test in Afrikaans. You can choose to do your test in English. And what is also nice about it is that you somewhat get the result instantly. And also there's an element of safety, and because once you sit in front of the tablet, there's a camera there. So if it's Isaac Seleku taking the test, it will record me. And then if Isaac Seleku moves away and Ashraf comes in, it can pick that up. So no one can actually take the test on your behalf. It should be you from the start to the end.
Yeah. Which municipalities has this been introduced thus far, and when can we expect it to come to the Cape Metro?
Because firstly, we have done Swellendam, we have done Cape Agulhas, we have done Hessequa, and we have done Beaufort West this week. So there's a few non-metro municipalities, because they are smaller, they cover small, you know, small areas. But for us, from the side of the metro, because of their geographic spread, you know, it will take a little bit of time. So, but hopefully within the next few months, we will be able to be coming to the metro and bring this particular system.
Yeah. As it relates to the overall benefits of this new approach for the department and applicants, and I think you touched on some of them in terms of the security elements and eliminating possible corruption, the cost associated though with it, has this been in the works, and how is the costing essentially working?
Now, from the side, remember now, RTMC, which is a Road Traffic Management Corporation, they develop the software, they provide a network connectivity, and they cover the cost. So in other words, the municipalities, they only give us the venue. So from the side of the municipality, there is no cost involved. So for the individual, you just have to pay the cost for making an appointment and for getting your driver's, your learner, you know, a license. So there's no cost for municipalities, because it's been covered by us and as a department in terms of our grant as well, what we get from national. So they only give us the venue. So that's what's nice about it. And all the equipment will be procured by RTMC.
Okay. Have there been any issues thus far with the system? One thinks of, for example, devices that are not operating as they should, or internet connectivity issues, etc., etc. Have you experienced any of those at the locations and the municipalities that you've rolled it out thus far?
So far, we have not experienced any in terms of connectivity, because what they have done, they've made provisions. For instance, if there's load shedding, it does not affect, you know, the operation of the system. And also from our side, in terms of, I think what we experience is that, you know, because it's a new system and people are used to the old way of doing the test. You know, we had an experience from one of the learners that actually took the test, you know, she had to fail five times. you know, because it's a different way, because you know, the questions are automated, because there's about 1,200 questions, so it's randomly selected. It's not like in the old days where we just look at the book and then you expect this kind of question. Now you know, there's a different way of asking questions, and of course it's a new system. People are not used to it, and people have found difficult in terms of, like, you know, people would like to have to do the test 5 times before you can actually pass, you know. But all things have been taken care of in terms of making sure that whenever there is disruption in terms of load sharing, you know, there's provision made that, you know, in terms of it does not affect, you know, the test.